That chill in the morning air means that it is time to put up stores for the winter. And with so many of us spending more time at home and with pandemic gardens in full bloom, at-home pickling products have become the new paper towels. There's a shortage of jars and lids. Here's how Marisa McClellan, author of the blog Food in Jars, put it to NPR.
Almost every day I get a note on Instagram like, hey, I'm having a hard time finding the lids for canning jars. Do you know where I might find them? And then each time having to break the bad news to them that everyone's struggling.
So it's safe to say that a lot of people are giving pickling, preserving, jams a try this year. Are you one of them? If so, do you have any questions? Or maybe you're wondering how to get started. Maybe you have a story of success or failure that you'd like to tell us about. Any or, you know, other at-home food products that you're experimenting with, trying out for the first time. Call us, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or tweet us at Radio Boston. So with us to pickle, jam, and preserve today are Travis Grillo, the owner of the Boston-based Grillo's Pickles. Travis started Grillo's Pickles in 2008, selling pickles off a wooden pickle cart on the streets of Boston. Now Grillo's is a 10,000 stores nationwide distributor. Travis, welcome.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. And Julia Hallman, who is the lead buyer at Formaggio's Kitchen, where she teaches about canning, jamming, and pickles. Julia, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you both. Travis, I'm going to start with you. You started Grillo's Pickles. That was after pickling had been an actual family activity for you. Why do you like to pickle things?
Well, for me, it was something that I didn't get a job at Nike. So it was kind of another creative way to, you know, do something that I didn't have a job and I wanted to make some money. So I rolled out the first pickle cart ever in Boston and started selling two spears for a dollar on the street. And it took off until now, you know, it's a national brand. So it was just something creative, something different. And I use a lot of my design background into the pickling process to spread the word around Boston.
Travis, you may win the award for most surprising answer of the week with, I sell pickles because I didn't get a job at Nike. I love
that.
I love that. So, Julia, you moved to Boston from Oregon and missed gardening and preserving so much that you actually are making it work from a little apartment. Tell us about that transition here and getting started in the city.
Sure. So, yeah, I grew up on a little farm in eastern Oregon where it was a family tradition to make blackberry jam every season at the end of summer. And then I went to school out at Tufts and realized that I missed all of that sort of homegrown, home-preserved food. And so starting actually even while I was a student, I started my own garden and started preserving as much as I could. And now I have a little bit more space, but still in Cambridge, space is pretty limited. So I've created a little pallet garden so that I can do vertical gardening and preserve as much of the harvest as I can to put up for the winter so that I'm enjoying all of the tomatoes and cherries and plums that I'm able to grow in the summertime throughout the winter.
I just want to remind callers, you can call in 800-423-8255 with your own experiences with pickling or preserving or creating jam or with questions for Travis and Julia. And I want to ask you both, what is your favorite thing that you have pickled or preserved in your own kitchen in, say, the last couple of weeks? Travis, you first.
For me, I've been experimenting with a lot of cabbage. And I've been, you know, not necessarily a kimchi, but more of a light vinegar salted brine. It's just another way to preserve cabbage and use it in salads, use it on tacos. It's just another way to utilize the cabbage that most people think you just got to maybe boil. Or, you know, so for me, it's just another way to use it and add spices to the brine, which would be, you know, vinegar and salt and water, but then you could add in turmeric and things, the rosemary or flavors that you like specifically. And it's just a good way to, you know, experiment with is like using cabbages, things like that. And also
so would,
beets.
Would turmeric like and rosemary beets. Taste really good on like cabbage on a taco? That's one of the things that you said, Travis.
Yeah, look, I would use like a cilantro, you know, something a little bit more to the occasion, but it's all about what you like. You know, if you like heat, you can add hot peppers, jalapenos, things like that to spice up the pickling process and to make the vegetable to coordinate with whatever meal you're making.
How about you, Julia? What's your favorite thing you've preserved or pickled or jarred in some way in the last couple weeks?
Sure. So I always try to experiment every year. One of my old standbys that I love is doing a melon jam. It's a pretty classic jam in Italy, and I had it on the shelves at Formaggio, and I thought, why can't I get this around here? Why don't I ever see it? And so I tried making it. And so over the years, I've been kind of experimenting a bit, fine-tuning the recipe. And basically, I wait until I find a melon that's just perfectly sweet, and then I just put that aside for canning. But then we also had our grapevine go absolutely crazy this year, and I, for the first time, pickled grape leaves. Because I've always had fond memories of making dolmas with my dad growing up. So I thought that, you know, I might as well keep it all in-house and preserve the grape leaves so that I can do that in the fall and winter when it gets a bit colder.
What kind of melon do you use in the melon jam?
So you can really use anything. For me, one of my favorites is canary melons, which are just bright yellow on the outside and almost a white flesh on the inside. But I've also had amazing results with just a super sweet cantaloupe.
So, Travis, why is this a great moment to either learn how to or step up your game on pickling and preserving, both in terms of the fall and this pandemic moment we're in, where people are doing so much more in their own kitchens?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to, you know, A, pass some time, right? Pickling takes time. It takes a few hours. You got to clean your products. You got to prep things. So I think the time can be helpful, right, for the long days and the cold days that we have ahead. So something to keep you busy. But also, if you have a family, it's a good way to bring the family together and everybody be interactive and have fun and have laughs. And then you can have competitions where each family member has a different pickle idea, and then you try them in a couple weeks later. So you can just have a lot of fun around it. It's just another way I think the people can have fun with. It's just a great way to preserve things too through your garden, so they're not going to waste. So you get a lot of benefits from pickling and spreads love. So it's just something that's all positive for me.
Let's grab our first call, 1-800-423-8255. Sasha has a question. Sasha, you're on from Cambridge. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, yes. So I have tried a little bit of pickling and canning in the past, but I'm intimidated by all of the equipment that you're supposed to have, and my kitchen's really small, so I'm wondering if you have any recommendations for substitutes for the equipment, things that you might have around the house so you don't have to buy all new stuff and find a place to put it.
Great question, Sasha. Julia, I'll let you take this one first.
Sure. So that's actually a great question, and I have a lot of experience because I, at one point, lived in a 500-square-foot apartment in Harvard Square, and still did a lot of canning. And one of the really important things for canning when you're doing a water bath is to make sure that the jars don't touch the bottom of the pot, because that helps to prevent breakage from the glass touching a really hot surface. So one hack that I did, because I didn't at that time really have space for a massive canning pot with the sort of apparatus, sort of the canning holder that you put inside there, I just pulled up a kitchen towel and put it at the bottom of a stock pot. Basically anything that you use that's tall enough to give about 1 to 2 inches of headroom over that pint-sized jar. And it's a really good hack, so that really it's all materials that you already have. And one of my favorite tools to always have on hand for canning is a jar lifter, and that doesn't take up much space at all. And other than that, you really don't need any other of the specialized equipment to do some basic canning, like making jams or canned tomatoes and things and pickles and things like that. So that's my advice, is to just kind of work around those with the materials that you have. And then once you get more space, then you can buy the more specialized equipment when you do bigger batches.
So, Travis, I had a Grillo pickle with my lunch today in anticipation of the show, and I have never pickled anything before, but it was tasty. And if I now felt inspired, but as Julia was saying, don't have a lot of equipment and certainly not any skill, how could I start? What's maybe the first thing I could try at home?
Yeah, for me, you know, it's familiar as well, because I started in my apartment in Alston. So for me, I get the pain there. And I think that the best thing to do is to make sure you have maybe, for mine was an extra refrigerator, so I had an extra refrigerator so that way I could have some of my supplies. Now, there was a time I only had one refrigerator, so what did I do? I sacrificed what I ate, right, and I just had more pickles. So there's some sacrificing there, but as far as supplies and stuff, a lot of these things that you need for my type of pickling, which is a cold process, you can find right around in your own home. And if you don't have lids, you could use tin foil and an elastic band and put it in the back of your fridge and still enjoy them. So you could utilize any old containers that you have that other food has come in. So you can utilize those type of things that you already have to do the pickling process. And a lot of, for us, it's cold. So you'd have to have refrigeration to be able to mass produce your pickles if you wanted to do it over a long period of time.
800-423-8255 if you want to tell us your story of the first time you pickled or preserved something in your kitchen. I had a colleague tell me today about an experience that she had where some bottles blew up. So we all have those moments where maybe we tried something and it didn't go right. But what's your experience? Julia, I was just being funny, but it is interesting that we do seem to see people kind of having hunkering down behavior. There is a social phenomenon going on, not only because we're mm-hmm. closed in, but also because the future seems uncertain. Do you think there is a return to this sort of long tradition that's coming from that place?
Yeah, I mean, I think of it too as more of a return to normalcy for myself, because, you know, growing up in a very self-sufficient way where, you know, I hunted for my food, fished for my fish, and grew all the vegetables that we ate. You know, I think it's great to have people realize that the food chain isn't infallible, and that we need to support more of our local producers and local farmers, and also rely more on ourselves. So I think of it more as a positive, where people are starting to realize that they have a lot of the resources and tools around them. They've just never really been taught how to use them properly. And so now with this pandemic, people are giving the time, the knowledge, the information, and with the local farmers being really some of the only people who are continuing the supply chain during sort of the panic buying that happened in the beginning, they're now getting better access to these great local ingredients if they don't have room to grow their own food. So yeah, so I think if anything, it's a really, really great return to how important it is to kind of look a little bit closer to home for what's important with what you consume.
And Travis, in doing some reading on that subject, I saw, you know, articles about people preserving and canning even like meat, like poultry, et cetera. What are maybe some of the surprising things that we can either pickle or preserve, you know, this time of year?
I think something that's, you know, watermelon rinds and some of the waste that people use, even carrot shreds and things that people just throw away. Again, like what Julie said, it's like getting back to basics. And I think people are utilizing that. So, you know, instead of throwing things in the garbage, sometimes you could throw them in brine and salt and use them on a dish 4 days from now that has a great topping now. So, you know, like a watermelon rind, really good to pickle, and it tastes good, and you can make it sweet. You can add mint, fresh mint. So there's all these things like that that I think have a longevity if you can get it, you know, get it done.
I think I might give the last word to a call. We've got Russ on the line from Winchendon. Russ, go ahead.
Driving. Let me pull over here. I have quick recipe for Thai style nam prik nam plau, which is hot peppers and fish sauce. It's not very American, and it's not very pickled. You don't have to cook it. You just chop cayenne peppers or Thai dragons, eighth of an inch to quarter of an inch long. Maybe mince some garlic, some shallots. I like a little bit of ground black pepper or powdered white pepper, and soak the whole thing in Southeast Asian fish sauce and cap it tightly because it smells. Americans don't like that smell.
All right, Russ, thanks for that recipe. We appreciate it. And we are actually, I think I'm going to have to give Russ the last word there. I think this is something we'll probably want to do some work with again. I appreciate the time today. That was Travis Grillo, the owner of Boston-based Grillo's Pickles, which is in 10,000 stores nationwide. Travis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Julia Hallman, lead buyer at Formaggio's Kitchen, where she teaches about canning, jamming, and pickles. Julia, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. And in the meantime, let's go out today on Courtney Barnett's Pickle from the Jar.